Yes.
I've heard you talk about firefighters and police officers and and teachers. I've also heard through the media and through my social network that corporations and executives make an inordinate amount of money. Do you have any thoughts about that?
Well, you know, it's part of capitalism. And, you know, they answer to a board of shareholders if they're publicly held. And, it's part of choice. I happen to live with an executive, and he's retiring this year because his hair's gone completely white. He travels and works 7 days a week. He's chosen that path. But he's worked very, very, very hard. I don't know what your exact question is police and fire work very hard. They work shifts. I mean, but when they go into it, you know what you're getting into. Same way, unfortunately, social workers, I mean, they have to get a master's degree. And as she says, I've had friends that do that, and they go into life-threatening places, just like a fire or policeman. That is part of the capitalism that, certain jobs do make more, certain job expectations are more. I mean, educators work very hard, but likewise they know what they're getting into. So, should the executive that works for a big company be paid the same as a fireman? And I can't really answer that, because if you believe in capitalism, it doesn't really factor. It just, make life choices.
But it seems to me that capitalism can and does have a heart and does have a sense of fairness and ethics. And I've worked with poor people and so forth, and it seems like there's some kind of unfair component to some group or person that's making this, obscene amount of money, yeah. And another who's just struggling to live.
Well, and you know that Bill Gates makes an obscene amount of money, but look what he does with his foundations. He gives back, and I think most of your corporations do. I'm involved in the Tracy Family Foundation. I was part of the founders of it. I think a lot of, so corporate America does do some very good things. I mean, you look at the grants that are out there. I'm sure you look at them all the time. And, I understand what you mean. That some things just don't seem equal. I just traveled abroad, and I saw, countries that England has a great hospice program. And I know our teacher or our nurses go over there and look at that hospice program. And I said, that's really interesting. Why would they be doing that? And one of the nurses said, it takes 3 years to get a mammogram. So, I'd rather have, our country has faults, but I far prefer the ability, and I know we're going through a healthcare dialogue now that's very troubling and concerning, but I'd rather live in a country where I can get a mammogram in 6 months and, one that has great hospice, but I can't get one in 3 years.